An interview with God is inevitable. The scriptures tell us that inasmuch as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this cometh judgment, so Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time, apart from sin, to them that wait for him unto salvation. Death is inevitable. Solomon put it this way, "And the dust returneth to the earth as it was, and the spirit returneth unto God who gave it." Ecclesiastes 12:7. In like manner, James said, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead." Since death is inevitable, which is seen not only in the scriptures, but also visible to the eyes, the question all men have asked is, after death, what then? Everyone is brought to a point in time when the what then question must be answered. One example is the case of a governor named Felix. After Paul had reasoned of righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come, Felix was terrified. But though Paul's message caused him to tremble, yet his response was, "Go thy way for this time, and when I have a convenient season, I will call thee unto me." Have you ever been in a situation where what you heard or read in the scriptures caused you to tremble, knowing that you will stand guilty as charged regarding the sins in your life? Felix did, but apparently to no avail. Would you consider Felix to have been wise or foolish in his decision? Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to consider the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "Know ye not that to whom ye present yourselves as servants unto obedience, his servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God that, whereas ye were servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. And being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness." Does that describe you?